The car can travel 100 miles on a 2 to 4 hour charge, and will make its race debut before tens of thousands of NASCAR fans this weekend. Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling.
We all know how important it is in this day and time to be looking for energy efficient solutions, and this effort that Ford is leading is indeed one of the ways that we can go about reducing our dependency on foreign sources of oil and petroleum products and looking for creative alternatives like the use of electric powered vehicles. It fits in also nicely with an initiative that we had this year here in Virginia. We were able this year to pass legislation creating an alternative fuel vehicle conversion fund in our state. And as a result of that legislation, we will be establishing this fund to assist state agencies with the incremental costs of converting an existing state-owned vehicle to the use of alternative fuels, or to help them offset the cost differentials between a traditional vehicle and one that uses alternative fuels, such as this Ford Pace Car.
Mike Lynch is Managing Director of Green Innovation for NASCAR.
Richmond International Raceway is just a great, great venue. The Ford Motor Company and Ford Racing folks just really wanted to showcase this accomplishment in the Thunderdome that is Richmond International Raceway. It's going to be visually amazing, and we'll be able to show the performance as well. It's a one-mile track, but it's got banking and straights to where it's fast. This pace car wasn't given any special favors when it was tested. It was loaded up like any pace car would be. It was started from a dead stop at the end of pit road, and it had to hit the performance and speed marks of any pace car, whether it's a muscle car or another, other kind of car you'd be used to seeing out there as a pace car. So it wasn't done any favors. And if you've never driven an electric car before, it will blow your mind how much performance is in an electric vehicle. If you've ever been in a golf cart and you've just mashed the gas on a golf cart and, your friend falls out and you pin your own ears back, you're only going maybe 15 miles an hour, but the acceleration is so immediate. Just imagine that in this car with all the power that it has as a result and all the torque that it has, and it's immediate torque. Depending on driving style and conditions, they've talked about it maybe getting up to 100 miles on a charge. That's based on extensive testing, so you know how far you can go. And then as far as charging goes, I think 2 to 3 hours plus or minus, or 3 to 4 on a 240-volt charge, that's not too bad. Level 3 charging technology, which is here now, and there's so much discussion about the jobs that would be created and the funding needed in order to deploy that infrastructure out there. Just imagine if you could pull this in, and in your service station where you go and buy gas, what if you had an option where you could plug in for 12 minutes and charge this thing 80 to 90% charge, and there you go for another 76 miles. And there are cities in the U.S. where that kind of infrastructure build to allow for folks to sit and have a coffee, wait 12 minutes, and off you go, about 80-90% charged again. That's happening in cities in the United States right now. And the infrastructure's coming. It can never come fast enough for all of us. But if you just think 3.5 years ago, would we be talking about what we're talking about now? It's actually kind of a dream.
The electric Focus made its commercial debut last year, with Richmond serving as one of the test markets. Craig Carper, WCVE News.